From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An explosion at a reported hash oil extraction lab sends a man to the hospital with severe burns. Sunday at 2 p.m., Humboldt County Sheriff's Office deputies were dispatched to the 1200 block of East Bates Road in McKinleyville for that report. Sheriff's deputies arrived shortly after CAL FIRE and observed an active lab inside a shipping container. The condition of the person burned is unknown at this time. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit responded to conduct a search of the property. The incident remains under investigation. A prescribed burn is happening today in Ennersburg. The burn, part of the prescribed fire program for vegetative management and hazardous fire fuels reduction. The treatment will help to enhance the health of the native plant communities, aid in the control of non-native plant species, and protect and enhance prairie habitat. During these prescribed fire operations, residents may see an increase in fire suppression resource traffic, smoke will be visible, and traffic control might be in place in some spots. Be cautious for your safety as well as those working on the burns. Residents are reminded that there is no outdoor burning at this time. There's a ban in effect due to the threat of wildfire. The shop at 2740 Broadway was bought by current owner Mark McCulloch from a friend decades ago. McCulloch saying he's had some interest in the store, but no official takers as yet. Well, the Scotia Heisler Engine No. 9 locomotive and logging equipment will be moving at the end of this week to a new location. Heavy equipment and machinery will be brought into the site for that move. The surplus property bid was awarded to Friends of No. 9 LLC back in March. The group plans to restore the engine and relocate it to Mill Valley, where it will be on display along the historic railroad grade and accessible to the general public there. The remaining historic logging equipment will be rehomed locally with the Timber Heritage Association in Samoa. City of Arcata's Environmental Services Department and the Humboldt Trails Council's Volunteer Trail Stewards invite volunteers to help in the National Make a Difference Day by helping to maintain trails in the Arcata community coming up on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Volunteers asked to meet at 9 a.m. at the Community Forest parking lot on Fickle Hill Road, located near the entrance of Trail 9. Carpooling's encouraged because parking there is actually pretty limited. Work will include watering ferns, cleaning trail bridges and stairs, also rocking trails and naturalizing unsanctioned trails. Volunteers encouraged to wear a long-sleeve shirt, work pants and boots, bring water. Some gloves, tools, and beverages will be provided. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.